Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram.
Today we examine the halachas of Yichud after the Chuppah. This is Siman Kuf Mem Ches 148, which is in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is the last stage of the Chuppah, in which we're discussing where the couple are escorted with singing and dancing to a room where they lock themselves away. This is the first time they're allowed to be secluded in such a way by themselves, and it's a time they eat together, they break their fast, they're fasting the day of the wedding, they spend time together before they rush back into the celebration. There should be witnesses at the ceremony, and that ensuring that the room has only one entrance, and that no one else entered for the time of what's called Shiur Bia, which is at least 5 to 10 minutes. So let's just go through a few basic concepts. What is considered the most essential part of the Chuppah? So the Kitzur points out that this part of the Yichud is the most important part of the Chuppah, because this shows and demonstrates that they are a husband and wife living together. They're allowed to seclude and lock themselves away. What precautions must be taken during the Yichud? So no one should be allowed to enter the room, so there is absolute privacy between the bride and the groom. Does the Yichud consummate the marriage, even if it's a chuppas nida, the woman's in a state of nida? So if she's in a state of nida, there cannot be a full Yichud. So a child needs to be in the room, or the room cannot be locked fully. But nonetheless, it's still considered to be nisuin in a case of a besula in terms of a first-time marriage. What are the requirements for a Yichud for a second marriage, for, let's say, a widow? So the Yichud can only be with a full full yichud. That means the room has to be fully locked. No one else can be there. Therefore, cannot be a chuppas nida. She cannot be in a state of nidus for that marriage for it to work. And therefore, the room has to be completely set aside from others entering. Why is there a concern about making the wedding itself on Shabbos in the context of marriage? So the marriage itself is considered a form of kinyan, which is consummation. It's forbidden to have this. There's a movement, there's a transition from being two single people to being married, and that has an element of a form of a kinyan, which cannot happen on Shabbos as well. So if the yichud takes place before Shabbos, are the couple allowed to be met together in a relationship for the first time on Shabbos? The answer is yes. If the Yichud was done during the day, then it's considered the marriage was consummated during the day. Therefore, the couple are allowed to be together, whether it's a first marriage or a second marriage. But if Yichud did not happen before Shabbos, then the couple may not be together for the first time on Shabbos, because that would be the completion of the consummation, which may not happen on Shabbos as well, just to give you a sense of the gravity of the transition which is made through this process of marriage itself. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful